It's the Soul Candy Recap.
Now, Soul Candy is taking a new approach to digital music composition and music production. And to do so, they have been taking people on a journey, teaching them how to be the best they are in music production and essentially getting their art out there. Now, joining us in studio is Mr. Davichi himself. Good morning, dude.
Yeah. Greetings, everyone.
How you doing, man?
To be here, man. I'm chilled. I'm doing fine.
Yeah? How's the weather treating you, dude? We had... I think -3 yesterday.
Yeah. It's. I feel like for all of us, like all Namibians, it's a bit like shocking for us to. Every winter is so different. But I guess it's a bit cold. It gets cold.
Yeah, and apparently it's gonna get colder throughout the week. Yeah. So I hope you're ready. I see you having a big car jacket on.
Yeah. Gotta be.
Exactly. Now let's jump straight into it. Now, Soul Candy is providing you with this beautiful opportunity, and we're at week 3 now. Mm-hmm. And how's the experience so far? Are you taking away what you expected to take away? How is the atmosphere around this particular experience?
It's pretty cool. So we have like online sessions. So that's also really cool because the experience of just like tapping in, going in and like learning and then seeing different ways to make music. Because we're learning through a digital audio interface, mm-hmm. and that's Ableton. So we're getting to learn how to make music, better music. And since I'm pioneering for house music, I'm actually learning more now in depth. Because I know the basics, but this time it's more like, now I know how to use different tools to actually make like drum breaks and different things way better than I used to do before. So it's more like, it's like a learning curve, but at a better rate. So it's more like, wow, I can do this, I can do that at a better way and a faster pace. So mm-hmm. it's really enabling me to use my craft at a better level now. So it's really interesting. I'm just open for it and just exploring more and learning more. So it's really cool.
Exactly. And I think that's something that most people take for granted when it comes to learning, especially. Yeah. And I did science in high school, right? Beforehand, I always wanted to be a scientist. I was like, oh, science would be the thing that I would love to do. Yeah. And then when you start doing science and you're actively in science, then things change. A different perspective arises. And also like with music as well. If you are like a musician, the songs you used to listen to are not the same anymore because you gained that ear. So is there something different now? Is there something different with reference to music or you?
Very, because I was more like, when you become this producer and you learn, so me, I was more like, okay, I have an idea of this. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mastered this, so I know.
Yeah.
But then you're like, when you're that comfortable, you're more like, but me, I'm more humble, so I'm more like, but I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. This is cool.
Yeah.
Let me see more. Rather than be like, I know this. Nah, I don't need that. I'm a jack of all trades. I don't need this. Because I learned that in dance music, now that I'm learning a lot of depth in music theory, so I'm more like, so this is the type of tempos you have to play. This is the type of keys you have to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And in my back of my head, I was more like, I know it. So but now I'm like, no, now I know it. So it's like, it's really cool. It's really, really, really cool. It's a nice experience.
Exactly. And would you advise this particular experience to anyone out there? Like anyone that's trying
like,
to?
I feel like they always tell us not to go into what you want to do. Like if I was a student or a kid like listening to the radio right now and I want to do music.
Yeah.
So if I had to listen, I'd be like, the best thing is invest in yourself in mm-hmm. order for you to invest in your music, but never give up on your music. Because we always told like, yeah, it's not going to give you anything. You're not going to go. Like a year ago, I flew out to Eswatini and mm-hmm. that was music. So that was also a beautiful experience for me because I was like, yo, like when is this music thing going to switch up? You know, we always ask ourselves that. But I feel like the more you work on yourself and you practice and you keep on going, you eventually something will find you.
Because
it's like that 10,000. I always believe in the 10,000 practice hour rules.
Because
it's like I put in my hours and I have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I've always been out there and making music. And people always like, this guy's just, he never sleeps. And I'm like, I have to. And,
exactly.
and I'm not done yet. I still need to work a lot.
Exactly.
So,
And I think that's the best thing about art. Because art is not like a 9-to-5 job where they say you're an accountant and then the balance sheet is not balanced. Art translates to everything that happens in your life, right? So if you're not even in the studio and you're just maybe having a pie, that could easily translate to anything. Recently, we had Leticia in studio and she's a musician.
Leticia,
exactly. She came in and she did a song called I'm Going to the Shop. Wow, right? Yeah. And she just went to buy something in the shop. She remembered to get her receipt. She wrote a song about that, right? So anything could translate into art. Now, speaking of that, we have one of your productions here. This one is called Bounce With It. Can you tell us something about this one?
That was a few beats I made. It was actually a piece I wanted to dedicate to Paradox, because they were like a hip-hop duo. And they were like my favorite artists back in the day when they were like running, and I really appreciated them. So it was actually a beat for them, but like they never actually used it yet, or they never heard it yet. But like it was one of those, so yeah. It was really interesting just to play around with it, and it's more like hip hop swingy and laid back. So yeah.
Okay, I do have a couple more questions for you, but let's jump into this track of yours. This one is Davichi's own Bounce With It. Sit back, relax. It's the Fresh Bit Morning right here with King Arthur and
Vichy.
You are tuned in to Fresh FM 102.9. That's in the background with Bouncing With It by Davichi, who we have live in studio. This is groovy, dude.
Yeah.
Now, this is a beautiful song. Where exactly can we find it?
It's pretty cool. It's like, it's experimental. It's not out yet. It's like literally exclusive right now. So it's not really like out there, because it was just like beats that I've had in my archives that I've always wanted to like just, send out there, so it can even go out to anyone that hears it. And I feel like it's more like arty, because it's like it can be something you can rap on, something you can sing on, something you can just listen to. So
exactly. And I'm feeling this is such a Now let's talk about your musical journey and your musical journey within music production. Why did you choose music production?
I feel like it's something that has been rooted within. It's not like a thing that I saw on TV and I wanted to be that, So sometimes people get it confused, and I've learned from the steps that I've earned or the stripes that I've earned. It's more about how I was raised, the music you listen to, and to that point where that magic happens, where you encounter music for the first time. I feel like it's more like a dance with it. So when music finds you and you communicate back, it's a relationship. Wow. So that happened with me. So I feel like most people don't understand that. It's more like, oh, you just click buttons on a computer and that's it. No, bro. Like I've been really communicating with music. So that's why if you hear my music, it's I'm not making music because it's just like I'm trying to do something and hoping for the better. It's more like I'm expressing my personality, and it's my identity at the same time. So it's something very, very personal, yet expressive, and yet also for people to find, because it's like a discovery board.
Yeah,
I can put out music based off of my emotions, but people can take that as art. So the margin is very vast. You can be like very expressive with it. For me, that's how I look at it.
Yeah,
it's not a thing of like I'm making music to kind of be a household name or do that. That's just, for me, deep down, it's more like me just enjoying music and seeing where it can take me. Because it's more like, you also just wanna, I don't like really going into politics with music and finding that I have to do numbers, I have to be the best out there. More like, I wanna be like, can my music change lives? Can I brighten up your day? I'd rather take that over millions and whatever. Because I feel like, yes, you can get the bread, you can get your bag and everything, but like, I feel like when the legacy is, can you be in that chat?
Yeah.
You can make money off it, yes, I know that, but like the legacy.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. And there's something you mentioned where you said when music finds you, that relationship becomes a thing. And I think that's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, I have one more question for you before we let you go, and then we'll be diving into one of your other songs. I chose this one. This is called Moon House.
Yeah.
So my last question would be, what's the one thing about the music industry, the production industry, that other people value that you don't?
I feel like it would be creating a better platform that can kind of create a way for artists. Like, I'm looking at more like in a future perspective, something that I'm working towards, but I feel like I would need a proper team, and it's like a base for artists so that they can have a platform for them to perform, but in a better way, For example, if we have artists that are like, let's say, acoustic type of artist, is there a platform for them?
Yeah.
Or if it's a performer, do we have a better platform for that? And I don't like the barrier they put on certain artists, where it's like, where artists are not really expressive.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if an artist, like an acoustic artist, wants reverb on their mic, you know, why not? You know, because it's like, it would give an experience for the audience.
Exactly.
Maybe she's going to kill it better like that, you mm-hmm. know, or having an, if it's a performer, if he wants like to do a set where the stage is different, mm-hmm. or, you know, just taking like Namibian stage performances and music to the next level. Because I feel like, and also like stage design, and also having people to be close, you know, mm-hmm. I would want to have my sets where people can literally be close to me.
Yeah.
So it's not like a barrier.
Exactly.
You know? Feel like, this guy is holding himself. It's like the Jojo Bottom, you know, like, yeah. Nah. So I feel like there's a lot of things that I need to work on as an individual, so, and a producer as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking more into things like, how can I develop artists, you know? And these are things I never knew. I was more like just a beat maker. So now I'm more like into producing. So I'm like, I want to learn how to appreciate artists and see where I can help them, you know, and see, focus on things that we can help and better like strategize on music platforms and see the mapping and see how they can eat from their music better and stuff like that. So that's stuff I'm trying to develop as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's brilliant, because recently I had a guy named Sula come into studio, mm-hmm. and he was talking about how he was advertising in a sit down in a meeting with NASCAM, where they'll talk about how you can actually benefit from music. And then he mentioned that there's some guy who gets like $100 a month. And then earlier we're chatting, and Musketeer mentioned the guy got 17 sets, which is ridiculous if you think about it. But then, yeah, I think that is beautiful. I think providing a platform for musicians to express themselves, especially in the country where they are at, because I think other people think, okay, no, the pot at the end of the tunnel is not here, but it's in other countries.
And I actually don't think we should focus on that anymore, because I feel like sometimes, what if your country is the place you actually make it?
And exactly. People,
I always think like, yes, sometimes you can.
Mm-hmm.
That's if you make better connections outside.
Mm-hmm,
but exactly. Like sometimes that don't work, because if you go into a market that's bigger than you,
mm-hmm.
you're going to start from zero.
Exactly.
So how will you, how are you starting from zero in another country if you didn't even start here? So
exactly.
I'm not hating on it. I'm just like more, realistic. I'm more like, it's possible. I'm not saying don't limit yourself, but I'm just like, I feel like it's best to open up home first,
mm-hmm.
before you ground to another place. Because exactly. It's like, imagine you going outside and then they're like, but do your home people feel you?
Uh-huh.
And then how will you answer that?
You're exactly. Like,
no, actually no. Five people. You know, so it's,
exactly.
It's a deep one.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we could talk forever, but we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Where can we find your work, dude? Where can we find
my music? I'm literally trying to redistribute my music. So I'm going to put it up on all platforms soon, because mm-hmm. I really wanted to I'm working on new music, so I want to package it properly.
Yeah.
So I think my biggest lessons also was just putting music out there and not having a proper plan for it. And sometimes that don't really work. Sometimes I want to give my audience a better experience.
Yeah.
So I'm really mapping out my music. So I want to put it out with new music, with my old music on one place. So
okay.
They can really experience it better. But I also want to, there's a whole lot of politics that I want to focus on and releasing my music better. But you can find my music on YouTube, SoundCloud, on Bandcamp, because I'm new on Bandcamp, so that's also a cool thing. You can actually support me by buying my music on Bandcamp.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Davichi. By the way, again, this Bounce With The Track is the best. I might keep using it. 11:53, courtesy of Soul Candy. This is Mr. Davichi. From me, it's, hey, we still have an hour to go, but from Davichi, it's.
I really want to say thank you for this, and it's a really good opportunity, good platform, and I really appreciate Fresh FM, and thank you for having me.
Hey, awesome. Now we're jumping into your next song. This one is called Moonhouse by Davichi. Enjoy.
Bye.